Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Donald Trump's best friend, Josh Reese.
I wish I was his best friend. His friends seem to be living in a life of luxury.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Trump Tower? Because you've been to New York plenty of times.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've been to it. Like, I don't think I went inside.
No.
Inside.
That'd be cool. I wonder how far, like if you could make it up to the penthouse.
No, I'm sure you can't. I'm sure there's security and...
Do you think it's like one of those cool buildings, like as soon as you get up to the penthouse, when the doors open, you're already
like there's naked
the
girls?
Apartment? No, that you're already inside the apartment.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know either.
Sorry, I don't know.
If anybody's been to Trump Tower, let us know. Bobby Roode, this music makes me think like Bobby Roode has.
That's right. I'm sure he
has. Glorious music.
Look, he said he was going to bring CEOs and all that stuff.
Presidents. So Donald Trump, president-elect. Maybe he might be in Toronto trying to build relations with Canada.
You mean like try to convince Canada to not build a wall?
Do they like, have a queen or a king? How does Canada rule?
No, they have
a president.
I think they have a prime minister.
A prime minister?
Yeah. Maybe. I think they have a
maybe. Like we talked about this before. God, like,
you,
I always.
Why do you make
was...
us sound like idiots? We sound like dumbasses.
No. Maybe it's mainly me sounding like a dumbass. But
you're asking me these questions and I don't know them. You're making me sound dumb.
You're supposed to be smarter than me, Andrew.
I don't care about Canada.
Like I always thought that the...
Ask Bret Hart.
English were the ones that ruled Canada. So I don't know, like maybe
they
there's
don't
a governor
rule Canada.
Rules Canada?
Hey, I was right. Prime Minister.
Oh, bam. There you go.
Suck it. I am smart.
There you go. See? All right. So Donald Trump's going to build relations with the Prime Minister of Canada. See, because Mexico has a president.
Wait, you could put, does England run Canada?
Ooh. 5-1 odds say they do. And Mexico seems to have their shit together with their president, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm like, no,
Monarchy of Canada.
Like true story. I am legit interested to see now how Donald Trump is going to build this wall. Because he made his whole campaign on building a wall, and we're going to get the fucking Mexicans to pay for it. How's he going to do it now? I want to see it happen.
That's why you voted, to keep all your cousins out? You just hate your family. You just don't want them here.
Look, so this is how I broke it down with another Mexican, a friend of mine. And I was like, first generation, second generation Mexicans, those are the ones that care about illegal immigration.
Yeah.
The Mexicans that are third, fourth, and fifth generation Mexicans, those are the ones that want to keep illegal Mexicans out of America because we're tired of paying taxes for all of you guys.
I think the Mexicans that got here are just like, suck it, we got here first. Now close it, no one else come.
Little do they know, those are the ones who are going to leave.
Because like the Mexicans come here and they take the jobs no one wants. They don't want the other Mexicans to come and take their jobs.
Right.
So I was right though. So the Queen, she's a constitutional monarch. The Queen abides by the decisions of the Canadian government, but she continues to play important ceremonial and symbolic roles. So she just shows up
ceremonially.
So I was right. Like they throw a parade for her and like she shows up for like ceremonious stuff.
So, I mean,
but she doesn't make the laws and stuff like that.
So I guess just for show she rules.
Yeah.
But it's not like for real, for real.
No, it's not for real.
Okay.
That's what the Prime Minister of Canada does.
Interesting. Well, we're learning new things in the podcast today. Fuck wrestling. We'll learn
I'm
more
just
about
learning
geography.
That I'm right. That's all.
Fantastic. What else are you right about, Andrew?
Well, I was right about how Gargano and Ciampa would lose to the Authors of Pain.
I know. I wrote that down. Okay, what did I write down exactly? This is exactly what I wrote down. Andrew was right. The top guys fuck shit up. Yep, I wrote that down.
Yeah.
From underneath the ring. Did you call underneath the
no,
ring?
No, I didn't say underneath the
okay,
ring, no.
Bam. Yeah.
Come on. I can't be that good, can I, from underneath the ring? So anyways, NXT, let's get to NXT, shall we? We talked enough about politics.
Okay. Before we get to the whole recap, can I just explain how stupid I think the Dusty Cup sounds? I think that sounds kind of stupid.
Well, and it's
Dusty
just
Cup?
It's like his boots, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, it really sounds like almost like Dusty Nuts. I mean, why do they call it the Dusty Cup?
I don't know.
It sounds so stupid. Okay, well, good. I'm glad you think it might be a little bit dumb, too.
Well, I'm not a fan of giving a trophy. I'm not a fan of like giving someone a trophy for like a fake contest to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, like, why can't they put like the belt on the line for this?
Yeah.
This is what the Dusty Cup is
for. Or just say whoever wins is the number one contender, because that's how it should be.
That would be fine. Yeah. Dusty Cup means nothing.
Right.
Apparently, because DIY, well, we're not going to call him DIY.
No, we're not.
Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa lost.
Yes.
So it means
that match, however, was awesome.
It was a good match.
Like, the Authors of Pain put on a good match. I mean, it was mostly Gargano and Ciampa, but they did a good job.
Well, I think it's Gargano and Ciampa can make anybody look good.
Yeah, but I still give some credit to the Authors of Pain.
Yeah,
they did a good job.
They did some good bumps.
There were a lot of great moments in the match. Like when they tried to do their double powerbomb, and then they both got Hurricane Rana'd. And
that was good.
There was
a lot
of cool moments. I also
liked when, I don't remember, I think it was Ciampa that was on one of their backs, and then Johnny Gargano
jumped on him.
And he's holding both of them, one on the front and one on the back, and does like a Samoa drop.
Yeah.
That was pretty
And
cool.
He landed on Ciampa's head. Like, Ciampa took a nasty bump there. Like, whichever...
Yeah, there was some...
Whichever Author of Pain... I still don't know their names.
I don't know either.
He landed on Gargano's head with his back.
There were some shots here on this one.
Yeah, but if you didn't watch NXT, just go back and watch that match, because it was worth it. So at the end, Gargano and Ciampa hit their super kick and knee finisher on one of the guys, go for the pin, but Ellering gets on the apron to distract the ref. Meanwhile, the Revival appear from underneath the ring, and they pull Gargano outside the ring, and Scott Dawson DDTs Gargano. And then the Authors of Pain then double team on Ciampa. They hit their finisher on him to pick up the victory and advance to the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
So I guess Scott Dawson's knee is healed?
Well, look, clearly that was a, you know...
Of course.
I mean, we knew that last week when they did that it was a joke.
Why didn't they know? Why did they take him at their word?
Right.
Shit.
So, after the match, Regal announces that the Revival will defend their NXT titles at TakeOver Toronto against Gargano and Ciampa in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Even better!
So that's why it even makes more sense to knock out Gargano and Ciampa, because then we're like, well, wait, the Revival doesn't have a match. They have to have a match at TakeOver. This is the way to do it.
The only reason I was happy that Gargano and Ciampa lost was because we're going to get the 2 out of 3 falls match.
Right.
And we all saw how they made one fall look epic.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how 3 of them are going to look even better.
Seriously.
Yeah, shit, that match might go on for like 40 minutes.
They could do it. If anyone could do it, they could. Yeah, right. So then next up we have TM61 versus Sanity. And Sanity attacks TM61 before the match, but the Australians still win via fruit roll-up to advance to the finals. And so they advance to the finals, and now they will lose to the Authors of Pain at TakeOver Toronto.
Just like what happened months before.
Don't you
remember they fought before?
That's what I was saying, you know, I think Revival will cost Gargano and Ciampa, but then it's going to be Authors of Pain versus TM61, and who would believe for a second that TM61 would win that match?
Yeah.
The Authors of Pain are winning this tournament.
No!
They are.
Well, I mean, at least we saw that they could have a decent match.
Yeah.
And TM61 is a pretty good tag team, so maybe it might be more than just a squash match, thank God, because the first time they fought each other
was
a squash match.
They have to win. If they get to beat Gargano and Ciampa...
Yeah.
They have to beat TM61. And it also goes with Ellering's promo that he cut for like 5 seconds a few weeks ago, where he was like, "This is the next chapter. This is only the beginning."
Oh, that was almost just like him. Yeah. Wow, you found a new impression.
Oh, yeah, thanks, sure.
You're going to get people tweeting, "Can you do the Joker, Ellering, the Joker in what's-his-face's voice?
Ellering?
In Ellering's voice.
God. That was way more intense than Ellering did.
Right?
Like, if I was really doing it, it was like... "This is just the beginning, and that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Let's go."
I can't think much.
There are no words.
So when this match happened, I kind of felt like TM61 was going to win, right?
Of course.
Of course. I thought it was going to be by disqualification, honestly. Because they kept on making...
Right.
Yeah, but all the stupid shit on the outside and stuff like that. I thought they were going to have it in the way that Nikki Cross kind of did it before. Like, Sanity was going to win. And then the ref was going to go, wait, no, y'all guys are still beating the shit out of him afterwards? Fuck you guys.
I didn't think they were going to pin TM61. I just thought they were just going to keep beating them up, like, you know, illegally. And the ref was going to be like, all right, bullshit. Mm. But look, they won via... But I guess they had to... at least pin them so that people would think they have a chance against the Authors of Pain. But it was still a fruit roll-up, which is what WWE likes to do when it's someone that they don't want to bury, but they have to lose this match. Like, oh, it was just a roll-up, just a lucky roll-up.
Oh, so you don't...
That's like Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin has only lost via roll-up.
So you don't count that as a clean pin?
It's a clean pin.
Well, I mean, like, you beat him clean in the pin.
Right.
Like, one, two, three.
But in WWE's eyes, the way they like to... The way they like to...
Because a clean pin is considered like the strongest win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a clean pin, but in WWE's eyes, the way they like to sway it is like, well, they won via roll-up. You know, anyone can do that. That's lucky, you know?
Hmm.
It you know, that's how they like to do it. Like Baron Corbin, since he got to the main roster, he's only lost via roll-up. Or disqualification, like beating up Ziggler too bad. Like, yeah. You know, so that's what they do.
Has Braun Strowman ever lost?
I think he's like lost in a tag team match, like with the Wyatts.
Yeah,
like, he hasn't been pinned.
But he's never been. Yeah, he's never been.
He hasn't been pinned. No.
Okay, that's just a random aside of another big person.
Which is interesting how they're going to do Survivor Series. I imagine that he might just get put through it because, like, they've done it before where he got put through a table and then he was just out of the match or something like that. Like, they might just do that. Like, he won't get 1-2-3 pinned, Strowman.
Mm.
There's no way he will.
So,
yeah. So next up we have Ember Moon. Welcome back. It's been a few months, I think, right? It's been a while.
So, okay.
And she faces Rachel Evers.
So before we move on, I'd like to ask, how do they piece this together? Did they have like a half a show a half a live show and then they just piece the first two matches on? Because, like, a normal NXT show is, like, an hour long. But only half of the show was actually at the live NXT.
Well, it was the same thing as last week.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, like, how did they piece it together? Or was this, like, all of last week's show and they just cut it in half? Like,
yes.
Like, all of last week's
show? I
think
so. Well, I don't think any of this was live. Mm. Like, the stuff in California even says previously taped.
Well, yeah, those weren't live.
Right.
There were NXT live shows.
Yes.
Out on the road. But, right. Like, these, they were back at their Florida base.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, how the fuck did they piece it together? Where was this match?
It's just...
Because they didn't...
Which match?
The Ember Moon match.
It was in NXT. Florida.
I know, but
Orlando.
What I'm saying is, like, they didn't fill up the building just for Ember Moon.
No.
Yeah, so like, where?
Remember,
where's
they
the
film like three NXT shows in a row, and then they just slice them together wherever they want.
Mm.
That's why there's never a beginning and end to fucking NXT. That's why when someone wins, like the last match, Tom Phillips is like, oh, and Nakamura picks up the win, and then we just fade out. They don't say bye or anything like that because they don't know when. Like, they don't.
That makes sense.
They decided
later.
They
don't know if there's going to be something after that.
Right? Yeah.
Interesting. Assholes, why can't you fucking end the show?
You can still do it in post. Yeah, they can still do it in post. I mean, just like with
adding
the matches in California.
Yeah,
again, they weren't there, but they did it in post. They did the commentary.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, because like, that's what was blowing my mind. Was I was like, where the fuck was... Where is the rest of the show?
Right.
Like, no one filled up the building just to watch
Ember
Moon fight.
No, they filmed multiple shows there.
Okay. So somewhere there's still half an episode laying out there somewhere.
Right. I mean, it's just like when you go to Raw or SmackDown and they film main event or whatever or superstars before, you know.
Why don't we have more spoilers then?
Well, this was all spoiled already.
Was it? Okay.
But like, you could have went on the. I just didn't look at it. I didn't look at it. But they filmed all these matches in California like 2 weeks ago.
Interesting.
It was all in the same place. So
I just didn't search for it hard enough, I guess.
No. So, all right. So, yeah, next up again, we have Ember Moon welcoming back after a few months. I forgot how good she was because it has been a long time, but she's very good in the ring. Mm-hmm. Like, she's her and I, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's the only one left in NXT other than Asuka that could really put on a good match.
Yeah, there's three levels of a women's NXT division. There's Asuka,
yeah.
There's Ember Moon, and then there's everyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, Moon picks up the win after hitting her top rope flip stunner, I guess.
And they just still don't have a name for it.
We don't have a name for it.
At least Cole doesn't go, wow!
Right. But at least it wasn't like a normal squash match. Like, at least this Rachel Evers chick got some moves in on her, you know?
Yeah. And I think that might be Ellerine's daughter.
Oh, really?
I think that might be, yeah. Because there was a chick that they brought on a while ago, and it was around the time she was there that they made mention that she was Paul Ellering's daughter. I think it might be. Uh-oh, Andrew's going to the Google.
I'm looking it up.
I really think, because she looks better than a normal, you know, regular NXT girl. So I imagine that Paul must have shown her some things.
Right. Let's see.
She's not a bad looker either.
There's a Rachel Ellering. I don't know if that's... Mm-hmm.
They don't say her.
Oh, yeah, I think it is her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, bam! Bam! Josh is one for one today.
So she goes... So she's made... Yeah, okay. But I guess in NXT, they made her Rachel... Yeah, yep, it was her.
Okay.
Yeah, good call there, buddy.
Good. Sweet.
So she's Rachel Evers in NXT. I guess she's not signed by NXT yet, but... I guess they wanted to change. I don't know. They always make them change their names.
Do you think Paul says, like, hey, I have a single daughter, Akam, raise her, if any of y'all, you know.
Want to squash that? Jeez, Josh. So dark. So let's go to the final.
You're the dark one.
No. What do you mean? My skin color?
Thinking of that, I'm just thinking, like, maybe she's single and, like, maybe...
Why would he want one of those big fuckers to smash his daughter?
I didn't say smash. Those were your words. Maybe he's trying to find his daughter a date.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just thinking.
Most people have sex when they go on dates, Josh.
Like the third. Not like the first time you meet someone. Maybe she might find love. With Akam, a razor. Well, I guess a language barrier would be kind of hard.
So what are you going to order? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay.
Excellent, sir. Excellent choice.
All right, so main event time for NXT. Not really main event. That's a lie. But it's the NXT Championship contract signing. And William Regal introduces Nakamura, who comes out to the ring with his title. Samoa Joe walks out next, but he just stays at the ramp. He brings his own table and chair and sets it up at the ramp.
I like that. That was
and he tells Regal that he doesn't trust his security, so he's just going to stay there. Like, he's going to do his business at the ramp. So Joe then also says Nakamura's lucky he doesn't come to the ring and put him back in the hospital. And then he demands that Regal walk to the ramp and bring him the contract along with his stupid accent, or ridiculous accent, I think. Yes. He says, like, get over here with that ridiculous accent. So Regal reluctantly does, and Joe signs the contract, and Regal walks it back to the ring and hands it to Nakamura. And the next part that happens, I don't really understand.
Right? Okay. Let me go on. So Nakamura starts beating the shit out of all the
He just
guards.
Randomly beats the shit out of the security.
So he's
guard.
A heel, right?
I guess.
Right?
I guess.
So now Joe is a face?
No.
No?
No.
We have two heels?
We have
How
two
does
heels.
This work? Why does he randomly beat security guys for no reason?
No, because Tom Phillips goes, oh, look what Nakamura, look what Joe made Nakamura do.
What? How?
What are you talking about?
That made no sense.
I don't know. I think
Nakamura
in their eyes, they're like,
asshole.
Look at what Nakamura is willing to do. Like, he's not backing down. Like, he doesn't need the security.
So he can't beat up Joe, so instead he's going to beat the shit out of security guys?
I guess. It was weird.
Very.
I mean, I know. I guess I know where they were trying to go with this. It was still weird. He beats up the six security guards in the ring as Regal and Joe watch, and then he tops it all off by powerbombing one of the guards through a table. And then he signs the contract. And then he throws the contract on the security guard. Like, they're just trash. The security guards are trash.
Well, they are trash. I mean, they're scrubs.
But yeah, Nakamura's a real dick.
For real. I'll tell you this. Don't be a security guy when you're around Nakamura.
No.
Yeah. This for no real reason. I mean, think about this security guy. He's going about his day. He's sitting in the ring, and he's going, okay, I just have to worry about Joe. Just make sure Joe and Nakamura is not going to fight, right? And then I'm going to go home, kiss my family, kiss my baby. And the next thing you know, bam, right in the face. Nakamura mm-hmm. just beats the shit out of him. He had no, there was no reason for it. No provocation, no nothing. It was totally unprovoked. Nakamura should be suspended, and the belt should go to Joe.
Is that what you want?
That is what I think should happen. If Regal was any type of man, he would give the belt to Joe because Nakamura is a dickhead. Do you concur?
No. I want Joe to get on the fucking Raw or SmackDown roster. That's what I want. After he loses to Nakamura.
He can be like Kevin Owens and bring the belt with him.
Nah, he's not going to do that. You can't have everyone do it, then it's not special.
Fair.
You know? So, I don't know. That ending was weird.
Yes. I'm still blown away about how they pieced this together.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the whole show was made right just because we're going to get the 2 out of 3 falls match between the tag team champs and Johnny Gargano. And
yeah, that's good news. That's for sure.
Yeah. So that was the only good thing that came out of this fucking episode,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
All right. So, we got some awards to give out.
Sure, why not?
So who was your worst dressed?
Worst dressed was, I don't know. I guess it was Razor and Akam. I still think they're stupid. And we'll throw a L-ring in there too.
So he's all kinda, three of them.
Oh yeah, they're kind
of
dumb
was,
and goofy.
Of all of them, who was the worst dressed? Which one?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the tribal tattoos. So the tribal tattooed author of pain, he looks goofy.
That would have been funny if, like, I take one of them and you take the other one. Like, oh,
we don't know which one there are. Okay, I'll take Azer. Akam, you take Razor.
No, I had Ember Moon, actually.
Really?
Like, she's really good in the ring. I don't like the skirt. I just don't like her outfit. I don't think it looks cool. I think it's also unflattering.
Well, I mean, like, what else is she going to wear?
Not a skirt.
But then, like, what? Just like,
what do you mean, what?
Just like trunks, like,
she could wear anything.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't like her butt.
I just don't like the getup. I don't like the red eyes. I don't like really any of her look. She's good in the ring. I just don't like her look. Like, she comes out with the hood over her head, like she's some sort of ninja. But yeah. You're not a ninja.
But I don't know any ninjas that have red eyes.
Right. So,
I'll give you that.
What about best dressed?
Best dressed, I guess the tag team champs. That look kind of cool.
The Revival,
yeah. Because I don't like them. I don't like the regular trunks. So you know they kind of look cool and just like.
Well, weren't they just in like whatever?
Yeah.
Weren't they just wearing those street clothes?
Yeah. It's better than their fucking trunks. I'm not a big fan of underwear of the wrestlers with underwear, that just wear undies.
Well, no.
Yeah, so whenever, you know, they're champs and they dress like normal people. Fine.
So who else was well-dressed?
Well, this Andrew, this wasn't a very big episode with a lot of people in it. I thought Joe looked kind of cool. Oh, Lord. Okay, Andrew, lay it on me.
No, I just don't know who to pick for my best dressed.
Exactly. Joe looked cool, jeans and a shirt. He had his SoCal shirt. It says Mojo on it.
I don't want to pick that.
What are you going to pick? Just the other chick just because she's a chick?
No, she didn't look good either.
Exactly. You going to pick Tom Corey Graves?
No. You know what? I'll pick Charlie Caruso.
No!
Who technically wasn't really on the show, but kind of on the show. She
doesn't
just like,
count. She was in the performance center.
Yeah. I'll pick her. Even though I don't remember what she was wearing or how she was dressed.
Sell out.
So, what was your worst moment?
Worst moment was, it was probably when Nakamura was beating the shit out of security guys. That was depressing. I wanted more out of that moment.
Yeah.
I wanted them to fight. Why can't Samoa Joe and Nakamura fight?
Because they've
Isn't that what
fought.
They're supposed to do when they're in a feud? They're supposed to fight right before they have their final match. Right?
Maybe someone will get something on them next week. Like, you know, someone will.
Are we going to see him next week?
Joe will probably beat up Nakamura. Yeah, probably.
Are you sure?
Joe will probably.
I felt like this was like their. The last. The contract signing, isn't that the end?
the end.
The end, right before.
Yeah, but there's
they
one
match.
More week, so.
So?
I don't know. I guess
now they're
we'll
gonna have the Oscar contract signing next week, probably, maybe.
I thought that was supposed to happen. Didn't they say that last week that Mickey James was gonna be on the show? Did I miss something?
Maybe. See, they pieced it together wrong.
I don't know. So my worst moment was I'm not into Sanity.
No.
They're not convincing. Except for Eric Young. Like we said that before, yeah. But the rest of them are kind of lame.
Plus their music doesn't fit with their whole getup. So they got the helicopters and the you know, the police scanner, all that type of shit, and they just come out and they look.
Yeah, because they're
stupid.
The police and helicopters are looking for them.
Oh yeah. So they're just skulking around.
Yeah.
No.
So stupid. I don't know. I'm not really into that gimmick. It just seems like it's like a poor man's Wyatt family.
At least they weren't chewing on ropes this time. Thank Jesus.
They weren't what? Shooting ropes?
They probably do that when they get backstage.
Best moment
when Regal announced the tag team matchup.
Okay. Yeah. I just had the first match, Gargano and Ciampa versus the Authors of Pain.
That was good. I was more excited.
That was very good.
But still, the best moment of the night had to have been when they announced the
And I feel like as soon as the Revival attacked them, I was like, well, okay, so now they'll announce a match for Toronto.
Yeah.
I should have also said that in my predictions. Like, that's too obvious to miss.
So I know we'll do predictions, but, you know, later, but just your early
thoughts.
Well,
next week.
Yeah. Oh, is it next week? Yeah, it is next week.
Because there's one more show.
So just some, like, early thoughts. Like, right now, gut feeling, do you think that the Revival retain, or you think that...
I think Gargano and Ciampa have to win, right? At some point, right?
Maybe they lose and, you know, they get sent up to the roster. I don't know. Maybe. Right?
That what you think is going to happen?
I'm leaning towards that way.
They need the Revival
because
on Raw or SmackDown.
I agree. So they need
probably one, SmackDown.
They need one of those teams to be on you know the main roster. The problem is if the Revival loses, then you have to have that third match. So
what? You mean another rematch?
Yeah. So
yeah, they could have it the next fucking day.
Yeah, that's not how they do things there, though. It would be the next takeover or whatever.
Well, that would be in January.
Exactly. So this way, immediately as soon as they lose, we're never gonna beat the Revival, and then they're like, maybe we just need to go up to the main roster or something like that.
Yeah.
That's my initial reading of how this might go.
Really. That's your prediction then?
I'll make a prediction.
We'll see if it changes
next week.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but that's my initial thoughts.
That's your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts.
Initial or initial?
Initial thoughts.
All right. And then they also announced that CN will face Cedric Alexander next week on NXT, but I don't know who cares about that.
Whoever likes flips and shit.
That's so shitty.
Definitely not Joe.
That's such a shitty match, they won't even put that on TakeOver.
Which it probably, you know, if they really thought about it, it probably should be.
In terms of, like, you know, because there's a feud there, but it's so crappy, no one cares about them, just put on NXT. Also, we have a rumor killer. It was reported by Kevin Nash, you know, Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Yeah.
That Shawn Michaels is now the new head trainer for the Performance Center. So that's pretty cool, right?
Right.
However, Triple H squashed that on a conference call, saying that Shawn is still just a part-time trainer right now, and Matt Bloom is still the head trainer in NXT. So,
aww.
I don't know why Kevin Nash got excited to say that, but Triple H, either they're keeping it under wraps to like make some announcement in the coming months, or I don't know.
Maybe Kevin Nash doesn't understand the time between full-time and part-time.
I don't know. So... that's all we got there for news and rumors. Not
well,
too much today.
I saw the one about Mickey James. I didn't have time to go through it, but it said Triple H denies rumor about Mickey James at NXT TakeOver.
No,
but
they,
it's already been announced.
No, they asked him. No, they asked him, like, who was your first choice to face Asuka at Toronto, and he said Mickey James is my first choice.
Oh, well,
like the rumors were that Triple H didn't want Mickey James. He was like trying to get better talent.
Oh, that he wanted someone else to be in there instead of her. Like, fine, last minute, we'll just take whoever.
Right.
Okay.
I mean,
Stephanie
look.
Stephanie McMahon.
I doubt Mickey James was his first fucking choice. I'm sure he would have loved to have Trish Stratus be in that match, but...
Oh, yeah. Lita?
Although there are...
Lita would ever wrestle again?
I don't think she can. She got injured too. She had a broken neck and had to fix her neck.
Oh shit!
Okay. Now she wrestled a little bit after she fixed her neck, but.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't think she's gonna wrestle anymore. I mean, she beat up Heath Slater a few years ago on Raw. Like she had like a quick match with Heath Slater and beat the shit out of him.
But I mean, you won't see a match between like her and Charlotte one day for like, WrestleMania
so.
Or whatever.
No, no.
Okay, well, those
don't
dreams
think so.
Those dreams can go by the wayside.
Yes. Now a porno tape? That no, I'm just kidding.
I would be into that.
Yeah.
Are we starting a Kickstarter for that?
Yeah. We can. All right, so let's get to some fan questions.
Fan questions.
And speaking of porn, Cody Edwards wants to know, what's your thoughts on virtual reality porn?
What? They have that?
I haven't tried it, Cody, so I don't know. So I don't really have an opinion. If you want to send me one, if you want to buy it for me, I'll try and I'll let you know.
Do you mean like when you put on the... Like the cell phone on top of your face or whatever?
I don't know.
Because I've like seen the commercials where it like wraps around your head.
I think there's like...
Oh, that hurts my eyes.
I have kind of heard about it. I didn't like look too much into it. But like apparently there's this... This is really gross. This is going to be very gross.
Oh, Lord.
There's this like Spoiler device Lord. That you could plug into your computer and... It goes on your penis, and it goes up and down.
Oh.
So as you watch the porno, like whatever the girl's doing, this machine will do to your cock.
That's, damn, talk about lazy.
Yeah, really. that's just gross, because then you have to clean it when you want to use it again. I'm not about...
Maybe it's disposable, like a condom?
I don't know.
Lord.
I don't think I want to know any more than what I've already found out. So sorry, Cody.
Tell us what you think about it.
If you buy it for me, I'll try it once. That's all I can promise.
Oh, so you would try
as
it?
Long as it's not used. I'm a machine around your. I don't know. I'm kind of like, what if the machine malfunctions while it's on your
right?
dick, and then it crushes your dick? I don't know.
Did you ever see? What was the show with Dennis Leary and there were firefighters?
Rescue Me.
Rescue Me.
It's one of my favorite shows.
And the Puerto Rican guy had the cock ring.
Yes, yeah.
And they had to get...
They just saw it off.
Exactly. And this would be a machine clamped around your cock.
Right, yeah, I don't know about
that. It was just a
ring. Right. You know what's funny is, like, the vibrator's been around for a long time now. Like, and, like, if a woman has a vibrator or, like, a dildo, like, that's just fine by society. Like, it's like, oh, okay, you know, that's women. But if, like, a guy buys a fleshlight, then you're like, it's like you're looked at like you're disgusting.
A fleshlight?
A fleshlight.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what a fleshlight is?
I've never heard of that.
Now, I'm going to say right now, I do not have a... So don't take this the wrong way, listeners. I do not have a fleshlight. But
I seriously thought you're saying flashlight.
It's a flashlight that they take off the... You know, light part, and instead it's like a rubber pussy.
Oh my god!
That you lube up and then you, you know.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love sex. Sex is amazing. But
oh really?
Yes.
Who hates sex?
I've seen weird people on Facebook all the time. Those pansexuals, aren't those the ones that don't like
god.
Sex? Whatever.
They need help.
That's not the point. The point is I'll never be that desperate to have sex.
To have a fleshlight?
Flesh. I keep thinking you're saying fleshlight. Yes, I'll never...
You never saw
desperate.
Zach and Miri make a porno?
They had that on there?
So you saw it?
Yeah.
Remember in the beginning of the movie, like, Seth Rogen, like, he orders a fleshlight? And at the end of the movie, he was like... He's talking to Miri or whatever, and she's like... So did you try the fleshlight? And he's like, yeah. And she goes, what did it feel like? Felt like fucking a flashlight.
I guess I must have kept thinking they were saying flashlight.
No.
Because it sounds a lot like flesh.
How do you fuck a flashlight, Josh?
I don't know.
That would be very painful.
I've seen people fuck a lot of weird things, right? Didn't you see that?
Why have you seen that? Where have you seen people fuck weird things?
I don't mean
what
that.
Websites
no,
do you go to?
No.
What parties do you attend?
No, like you saw that McGriddle thing or whatever.
What?
No.
The McGriddle at McDonald's?
No. So, okay, no, it wasn't a McGriddle. Someone was fucking a McChicken sandwich.
Where?
What? Type it on YouTube.
No, I don't want to see that. You saw a dick go into a McDonald's sandwich?
So there's this other YouTube show that I watch. It's called Elders React. And they had this episode where elders were reacting to a person doing that.
But you still saw the video of the guy doing it.
No, luckily they censored it out. But I thought it was so weird.
Good God.
I imagine that there's a lot of people that fuck some really weird shit.
Before there were safe porno sites to go to, like a long time ago when the internet was new.
Yeah.
And you like didn't have, there wasn't like Pornhub and stuff like that. Like,
oh, those were the days.
You had to click on a link and you didn't know what you were going to see. So, yes. Like, that's how I saw two girls in a cup, like, a long time ago, which was disgusting. And, yeah, you used to see some gross stuff once in a while.
Yes.
Like, one time I saw a dog banging a chick, and it was awful.
Yeah, we've all seen
it was
some
gross.
Strange things.
I felt really bad that I finished, but, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
But you know what? I was on the internet, and I didn't want to.
Oh, this is disgusting. Oh, what?
10 minutes later.
Why am I still watching this?
It's mesmerizing. That dog has some stamina.
So where are we? What are we doing? Fan questions? I forgot where we were. Longest fan question answer ever. Epic Burko. Who do you think will face Asuka for the title next after Mickey James? And how long will Samoa Joe hold the belt before being demoted to Raw? First of all, Samoa Joe is not winning this title back from Nakamura. And being demoted to Raw or SmackDown, I think he'll get called up pretty soon thereafter.
I think he was throwing shade that NXT is a better program.
No, I know, but he's saying how long will Samoa Joe hold the belt? So he's saying Samoa Joe will win the belt back from Nakamura. That's not happening.
How long was Samoa Joe's first reign? A couple months?
Yeah, I guess.
Samoa Joe will held the belt for a couple months, and that was it. He'll never get it back.
Right.
Yep, I agree. Now,
no, but he's saying when will he be demoted to Raw? Like, I think it'll be like December, January, not too soon thereafter. I think he'd be a great debut at the Royal Rumble.
You can't have all these people debuting at the Royal Rumble.
I know,
Andrew.
One of them will. It'll either be Samoa Joe or Bobby Roode. Fuck, you could do both. They're that great.
They come out on one on each, the other one's back.
Yes. Exactly.
Riding him King Kong style to the ring.
Right. I mean, I don't know how long Bobby Roode's going to stick around NXT.
I don't see him fighting for the belt. So then I guess that's another question.
He could.
Who would fight for the belt next?
It could be Bobby Roode. He is the biggest thing there.
Yeah, but then when he fights for the belt, then you're on this whole track and he's going to be there for another 6-7 months.
I know that's what you don't want, Josh,
yes.
But that's probably what's going to happen.
Ah, fuck.
That's why I think Samoa Joe will debut at the Rumble. That would be the perfect time to do it.
Okay.
Like, once he loses to Nakamura, he will not appear on NXT tapings. Like, that's how they should do it. He should not appear on NXT tapings after that.
I agree.
And then he just returns at the Rumble.
Okay.
Or he makes his debut on, you know, on a main roster at the Rumble.
Okay. Fights John Cena.
And who will fight Asuka next? I mean, I guess it should be Ember Moon.
But do you think it's too soon for Ember Moon? Because once you fight with Ember
Moon... Well, no, I think Billy Kay will be after that. Billy Kay.
This division belongs to us.
They did that for
Australian Slut.
They cut that shitty promo for a reason. It'll be Billy Kay next.
I think Billy Kay too.
And then probably Peyton Royce right after that. And then eventually Ember Moon will be her first.
Ember Moon by the end of 2017.
Something like that. Yeah. Yes. Maybe like by SummerSlam. You know?
Yeah, I would be down for that.
Because they're going to have more takeovers next year. You know, like they didn't have a Royal Rumble takeover last year.
Are they doing one this year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They're going to be in San Antonio, too?
Yes.
Interesting. We got to find a way to go.
I know. I think I might just go to San Antonio for the weekend now to see NXT as well.
Yeah. Interesting.
Can Booker hook us up with NXT tickets, too?
I'm going to have to ask. I didn't know they were going to be there.
Yeah.
This is breaking news to me.
Well, I don't know if it's official yet, but it's pretty much expected to happen.
Heavily rumored.
Maybe it was. Hold on, let me look this up real quick.
Google, Andrew.
NXT TakeOver San Antonio. I forgot whether... Because I remember, like, you know, wrestling websites, like, were reporting it.
They're reporting the shit out of it?
Yeah.
So, I didn't...
WB announces NXT event for night before Royal Rumble. It's, yeah.
Well, there can't be any other NXT events they're going to have.
Right. So they didn't say it's a takeover yet, but they said that NXT will be there live the night before Royal. So you might as well make it a fucking takeover event.
Maybe that's Roadblock.
NXT?
Didn't they have an NXT Roadblock?
No.
No?
No. That was WWE.
That was WWE? But yes. They had like NXT stars on it.
What? No, yeah. They didn't.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, there was one NXT match, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, that was
okay,
it.
Okay, maybe it was just one.
Because that was hardly a pay-per-view, that Roadblock bullshit. That was hardly a pay-per-view. Oh, now, but now there's going to be a Roadblock in December. There's going to be TLC and then Roadblock in December. Roadblock.
Isn't TLC in Dallas, too?
Yeah.
Well, shit, Texas is getting the fucking shit fucked out of it by WWE this month. Next month.
Well, in January. December and January.
Oh, in January. Oh, man, I probably can't go to both.
Why?
I don't know.
When's the Royal Rumble? What day?
Which one do you think would be better, the Rumble or TLC?
The Rumble! TLC?
TLC has like all those epic matches.
I don't care about TLC. Are you kidding me?
Oh, TLC is just a SmackDown-only thing, too, right?
TLC is SmackDown, yeah.
Wait, okay, so how are they going to do the Rumble? Are NXT, or not NXT, are SmackDown stars going to be in the Rumble?
Yeah, SmackDown and Raw. The four main pay-per-views are, they combine Raw and SmackDown. The Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. Those four shows have both brands.
So how's it going to work? So this is going to be to fight Kevin Owens?
What?
Right, because whoever wins the Rumble fights for...
Whoever wins the Rumble. Like, if a SmackDown guy wins the Rumble, they'll challenge the SmackDown champion. If a Raw guy wins the Rumble, they'll challenge Kevin Owens.
Oh.
Or, like they've done before, they might do this again, where if you win, you can challenge for whatever title you want. No matter what show you're on. So you can jump shows. Like, if you win the Rumble... If, like, let's say... You know, why are you laughing?
Wins.
Like if Seth Rollins wins, he could challenge Styles for the title.
I'm thinking that R-Truth wins and he challenges for the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah. No, not that. They're not going to do that.
My favorite moment, was it from last year's Rumble when he put a ladder inside the match and he climbed it?
Right.
And he
Yeah.
I feel bad for R-Truth.
That was pretty funny.
I feel bad for R-Truth. He plays an idiot.
Yeah.
That's got to be depressing when you get a gimmick like that.
Yeah, but he still makes good money.
So no,
some people don't care.
I know, but so like
you probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't if I made that money.
You think so?
He makes good money.
Yeah, but I'd feel stupid just week after week coming out there and just doing all this.
Yeah, but you make the kids laugh. Shit. At least the kids will love you.
I laughed.
Yeah, that was a funny moment. Yeah, that was funny.
Lord.
All right, Jason Dearham. Who kills Negan? Rick, Daryl, Dwight, Maggie, or other? So who do you think is going to kill Negan off?
Ooh. Well, I'm super excited for this week because you know what happens this week?
What?
This is where I think Daryl or Rick might chop something off of Daryl.
What?
Yeah.
Why would he chop something off of Daryl? Rick?
Rick, yeah, because Daryl and Negan are all coming to the compound where Rick is. And why is he going to bring Daryl? He's going to bring Daryl because he wants to...
How do you know Daryl shows up? That was in the preview?
If you freeze frame it, you can see Daryl's scrubby face in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But why would he chop off Daryl's arm?
Because he almost made Rick chop off Carl's arm, but he stopped it. So this time, Daryl's like either you're going to say you're Negan or Rick is going to chop off your arm or something. Or maybe he'll just say you're Negan or I'm going to beat the shit out of someone else here.
Right.
And then like, you know, Aaron dies or something like that. Not Aaron.
Or
whoever
else. I wish
else.
They would kill Aaron. He sucks.
Someone else, you know. I think something is going to go down big this week.
Yeah,
but as far as who kills Negan...
I think it has to be Rick, because Rick is now Negan's bitch.
Yeah.
You know, he so has to get his manhood back by killing Negan.
He's so far removed right now. And it can't be Maggie, because Maggie's still pregnant.
Yeah,
still
but Negan's not going to die for a while. Negan's not dying tomorrow.
I know. Like, it took a long time for them to kill the governor, too.
Yes.
But I don't know.
You just got to remember one thing about the show. Ready?
Ready.
You're on an easy street. And it feels so sweet.
No lie, I've listened.
Because the world is.
I've listened to that song probably about 50 times.
Because the world is but a treat when you're on Easy Street. No, yeah, me too.
Right.
I have like a weird obsession about it. It's like, it's almost like I want to be tortured like Daryl was because I feel so bad. That was a dark fucking episode.
Yeah.
Like that was more. That was darker than Glenn getting his eyes bashed in or his eyes bashed out.
This wasn't so bad.
No, I just, the torture, like sitting in a jail cell for like 24/7, that's fucking, and with that same song playing over and over again.
Like seriously, how long do you think you could listen to that song before going insane?
Attempting suicide?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like I could go 24 hours, but after 24 hours,
I don't think
I might have to start contemplating like doing something very brash.
Think about just going to jail, period,
mm-hmm.
and being stuck in a cell that's like, you know, it's like
it's
8 feet
closet.
Wide,
yeah.
and you just have to sleep and you shit there and you could do nothing but think
yeah.
your fucking thoughts. You would go, you'd go insane.
And
he's alone. He's basically in,
yeah.
you know, what do they call it when they
solitary, yeah,
and with no lights or anything.
Yeah, and you don't know your sleep schedule. Like you
no,
know,
it's horrible.
For all you know, you've been in there for 6 years,
and you're
whatever.
Eating dog food.
Yeah.
Well, I think he knows he wasn't in there for 6 years.
But yeah, but I mean, it could be like you know 6 weeks or something like that. Where in reality,
right.
it was only like 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, but I think I could go. I think I could handle it for 24 hours. I think I could. But then after that, I'd probably lose
your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because that song would eventually start going crazy.
I know.
And then they would turn it off for a second, and he like put his head down, and then, you're on Easy Street.
Yeah.
And
he's like, no. And then at the end of the episode, they fucking play Elvis to get him to cry about Glenn. Because they give him a picture it's technically Glenn,
yes.
but it's just his
the
body
remains.
Without the head.
Yes.
And it's like, holy shit, you're fucking evil.
I cried.
Yeah.
That was depressing.
And I really hate that Dwight guy. I think I hate Dwight more than Negan at this point.
Right? What an asshole.
Because Dwight, in reality, doesn't want any of this. But he's just doing it to stay alive.
Yeah, and for his wife.
Well, but his wife's getting smashed by Negan now.
Right? That's so awkward. Like, maybe next time he'll knock you up.
He's like, and then Negan's like, hey, you wanna have a little blast from the past with your girl? It's like, this is fucked up. This is some fucked up shit.
So can we just talk about for a second? Just
it's getting
amazing,
too sad.
But Negan is like such an amazing character. The actor playing him
yes.
is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Again, the same character as The Watchmen. He was
yeah.
phenomenal in that.
He was.
But it's
what
just
other shit has
a little
he been
too
in?
Sad.
Do you know?
Not much. Like he's actually been in some romantic comedies where he's
has
like
he
the
really?
Super sweet guy.
Oh
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
That talk about a dark departure.
Right. But he's not that famous.
He's tired of getting his heart broken.
Right.
Do you think we eventually get to see like a Negan backstory?
They have to. We got one from the governor.
Right?
It wasn't really a backstory from the governor. It was just like his journey on how to get back. Remember?
But he did talk about like his family and stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
But I mean like a whole episode where like we see before the apocalypse what Negan was like.
Yeah.
Because they did that in the comics. There was, yes. They did that. They showed the past of Negan in the comics.
Yeah.
Of like, I think his wife had got cancer or something like that. I didn't really
yeah,
read
and
it.
His
I just read
name
about
was
it.
Lucille. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. Oh shit! I just blew your mind.
You did. Wow.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Do you know what job Negan had as before everything went to?
Wasn't
shit?
He like a gym coach or something
yeah,
like that?
He was
yeah.
A coach.
I read that.
I don't
that.
Know. He was a gym coach. He was some type of coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in a high school.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, that'd be cool to have a Negan backstory, for sure.
Yeah.
They have to do it.
See, because, like, how do you think that he came to power?
Same way Rick did.
Well, no, because, like, in the episode, he's like, we just had this guy come in with a baseball bat and a smile and all this shit, and we just let him take over our lives. But it seems like it had to have been something harder
if you
than
really
that.
Want to survive, because he's a survivalist. If you really want to survive in this world,
yeah,
we're not even talking about wrestling anymore.
I know.
If you really want to survive in this world, that's the best way is to be Negan.
But no, but
not the best way in terms of like you're a great guy. He's a terrible guy, but
that's the easiest way
to have all the power.
But what I'm saying is, like, I imagine how Negan rose to power was he like conquered like a small group of like five, then he conquered like a group of eight.
Of course,
and just kept on going and going.
That's what he's still doing.
Yeah, but what it made it sound like in the episode was like there was this group already made, and then he just walked in with the baseball bat and just started beating people to shit.
Nah,
that's what I took away from the episode.
No.
And I would have been deeply, deeply saddened if that's the way he came to power.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I hope we answered your question somewhere in there.
Yeah. Also, Jason asks, how long until Jericho puts Owens on the list, and will it be the biggest pop of the year?
Ooh.
Well, so the rumors are that Owens and Reigns are going to be fighting at Roadblock in December. So they're going to have a feud in December. So I imagine maybe Royal Rumble, Jericho will challenge Owens for the title.
Well, I mean,
that would be a great Royal Rumble match.
This has to be sometime soon, too, because isn't Fozzy going on tour in the summer?
They're,
so this has an expiration date at some time.
Yeah.
At some time, Jericho is going to end.
Fozzy.
And I imagine his last match before he leaves will be, you know, Owens and Jericho. So... just backtrack a few months before whenever Fozzy leaves.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll happen in January, though. Maybe it'll be earlier.
But could this be a WrestleMania match? Would Owens and Jericho be a WrestleMania caliber match?
Like the main event?
Yeah.
Like the last match?
Yeah, like you've had like Brock and you know, all these people before. And like last year. What was last year? Last year was... last year was Reigns and Triple H.
Triple H.
Is this one of the
worst main events ever.
I agree. Is this like on that type of level of stardom?
In my eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jericho and Owens.
In WWE's eyes? Hello? No.
Okay.
Not in WWE's eyes. That would never be the main event because they're idiots. It has to either be a movie star or fucking Triple H who's been in a million WrestleMania main events already.
Hmm.
And fucking Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns won't main event WrestleMania anymore. I mean, like, if I had to get... Well, no.
No, the main event, he will.
No, look. If I had to put money on it right now, the main event's going to be Cena Taker.
Okay.
Which, if it's fucking Taker's last match, then it does deserve to be last.
Okay.
Because if it's Taker's last match, then there's an exception. Then he has to be last. Shawn Michaels' last match... was WrestleMania against Undertaker. Wasn't for a title, but it was the last match. Because Shawn Michaels deserves that. Because he's one of the biggest stars in the history of the company.
The same with Taker.
Taker's is even a bigger star in the history of the company.
Yeah.
So he definitely deserves to go on last, even if he is 89 years old.
But
he's not, but I'm just saying.
But take that match out and...
Take
that match out, and you hear through rumors and stuff like that that Owens Jericho is being considered to be the main event. You're excited.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure Owens would win.
Yeah.
But usually we know who's winning.
Yes.
We fucking knew Reigns was going to beat Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yes. The last time I guess we didn't know was when Reigns, no, when not Reigns, when Seth Rollins won.
Right.
The year before that one.
Yeah.
Because everyone kind of assumed it was
I still
be
think there's a chance that like Seth Rollins wins the Rumble. And then he fights Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
No, not again. I mean, they put on great matches.
They put on great matches, but again, it won't be the main event. Yeah, but they've done it before.
Yeah.
Where we've seen the same match multiple times.
Well, WWE, me and Andrew are making a plea. Please let Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens main event WrestleMania.
That's not going to happen.
Please, 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 WWE. No, you know what it'll end up being? It'll be Shaq and Big Show.
Shaq... and Big Show, holy shit!
That's the main event.
It'd be probably better than Reigns Triple H.
I wonder what Shaq's walkout music would be.
What do you mean he had one last year?
Did he?
Yes.
Was it the theme song from Kazam?
Yeah, it was. No, I don't remember what it was, but he had like a theme song or some shit.
The Big Diesel.
Jay Bizzle. Who's more likely to get deported now? Josh, the Nickelback loving Mexican Mark. Reese or Eric for looking Mexican.
Eric doesn't look Mexican. If anything, Eric looks kind of like not Iranian.
Yeah, he kind of looks a little Hispanic.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he looks more foreign than Mexican.
Like that is foreign.
No, like Middle Eastern foreign.
No, he does not look Middle Eastern.
Not like dark, like his name is Ahmed or... No, that was racist.
Wow.
That was racist.
Wow.
I take that back instantly.
Apologies but to our looks, Middle Eastern listeners.
However few you are. But yes, I feel like he looks a little bit more Middle Eastern. But no, I'm not getting deported. I was here before Trump.
You were here before Trump?
My family's been in Texas forever. My family was in Texas before it was Mexico.
You're younger than Trump.
I'm saying my family has been here before Trump's family.
Really?
Yeah, my family were original Mexicans. This was Mexico. My family has been in the same place forever.
So when did you get here? Right after the Alamo?
They've been here. They lived here. They lived in this part of Texas.
Even
forever.
Before the Alamo fight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
We're what you call natural Texans.
So they were on Texas' side for the Alamo?
I think they stayed out.
They
of
killed
it.
Mexicans?
They stayed out of it.
Santa they killed Anna Mexicans?
Santa Anna was stupid and high on power. And he had a false leg.
That's great. That's great, Josh. By the way, the Alamo is the biggest piece of shit tourist attraction.
Whoa!
You're really gonna doubt me? You're really going to doubt me there?
Take that back, right?
You've been to the Alamo, right?
Yeah.
It's a gift shop! You walk inside, the whole fucking thing is a gift shop.
Yeah.
You took a big dump on history.
I agree.
You can't, no.
So many people died there.
Yes, and they made it a fucking gift shop. Yes. It's one thing to put a gift shop next to it, but to put a gift, make the gift shop inside the fucking Alamo.
Yep.
That is shitty. That is as shitty as it gets.
Man, I'll agree, but I'll say
I've been to Pearl Harbor. There was a gift shop next to it. There wasn't a gift shop in one of the fucking ships. That's insulting as fuck.
I agree. I will say it's cool to walk around the grounds at the Alamo. That is cool. Even though it's like all deteriorating.
It's okay.
Shit.
It's not even that great to look at.
But it's like...
Like that wall, like that they... That wasn't even a great wall. Like,
I'm like,
that was some...
Is
like,
this where Davy Jones died?
They easily climbed over that shit. There was nothing impressive about that Alamo.
Well, you have to think about it. Mexicans were a whole lot shorter back then.
There's nothing impressive about that fucking thing. There is nothing impressive about it, really. It's like, wow, you guys did... Like, did you guys just make this, like, in a few hours? Oh, they're coming! Fuck! Throw some bricks and...
When did Mario Ranallo get there?
Well, look, oh, this wall's 8 feet tall. That's amazing. There's no way they can climb over it.
That's a giant ladder for us, Andrew.
Literally, they know three conquistadors just fucking get on each other's shoulders and then bloop, they're right over.
That was racist.
Maybe. All right, Narendra Bond. Who is your favorite superstar who made a comeback to WWE? Okay, that's easy for me. Shawn Michaels.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ryback. But yeah,
when did he come back?
He hasn't came back yet. You're right.
He's not going to come back. Do you have one?
Don't go breaking my heart.
Have you been watching wrestling long enough for there to be a comeback?
Mm,
I don't think so.
Well, because I like watch wrestling like back in the day, but I'm trying to think of guys that have come back from
Hulk Hogan.
That generation. No.
Shane McMahon last year, or earlier this year.
No, I guess there's not really one that I can really get.
I mean,
behind.
I was super excited for Shane McMahon, so. But yeah, Shawn Michaels would be mine. Campy Corleone. This is trivia for Josh. Who is the guest on this week's Raw SmackDown recap? Let's see if he listens to the show.
I do listen to the show. Lord. First it was... It was Eric Spamilton.
Well, he's not a guest anymore. He's on the show every week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Adam something?
No.
Adam Garcia?
Aaron Garcia.
I was close.
Close enough!
Close enough! Yeah. Sorry if I got your name wrong.
Well, you've never even met Aaron, so...
No. Yeah. Well, when I was walking past you the other day, I was like, who the fuck's that giant Mexican dude in there? He's a very tall Mexican. So his family was definitely not fighting at the Alamo.
No. Craig Keatley, not a question, just a comment. I think you guys are too hard on the Hitman's mic skills. I'll agree that he is nowhere near the best, but his heel mic work in 97 was amazing. Thanks for having such a great show. Keep the great work. Look, I'm not the one that shit on Brett the Hitman Hart, okay? That was not me. That was Eric Hamilton and Aaron Garcia.
Yeah, listen to the podcast, bro.
Well, no, I you know, but they're not on the NXT recap, but... No, I actually did like his heel work in 97. But, I mean, he's way better than whatever the fuck you want to call Roman Reigns, because he's terrible.
Talent.
Talent. That's what I was saying about, and the only thing, the only point I was bringing up there, Craig, was that if you look at like the burial of the hitman, which is on YouTube, like you have Scott Hall, Honky Tonk Man, a bunch of old wrestlers saying that Bret Hart was terrible on the mic. So my point on that was, if you're going to say Bret Hart sucked on the mic,
yeah,
what could you, what would you say about Roman Reigns? Because Bret Hart was a million times better than Roman Reigns on the mic. Roman Reigns can't even complete a fucking sentence. So that was my point. So I wasn't even saying that Bret Hart was bad on the mic. So,
and I'm indifferent. I know nothing.
Because you don't know.
Yeah. I know nothing.
But his heel work when he was 97, he was just like, he was like basically fuck the USA, Canada's the best, and that was like when he was feuding with Shawn Michaels. And
but now that Trump is president, Canada might be the best. Oh,
but you voted for Trump, and
I was kidding. Okay.
Brian Condi, do you guys think the Wyatts will interrupt whatever Taker comes out for to set up Orton versus Taker? Obviously, he's talking about next week on SmackDown. I hope it's really just Cena that comes out and challenges him, but I don't know why Cena would challenge him, but I guess he could, but I'd rather that than continuing the feud with the Wyatts. It's been done. The only way to go is if the Wyatts bow down to Taker, which was, that was like my thing that they should have done like last year, was have the Wyatts join Taker and give like Taker like one last evil run. That would be cool, but I don't want any more Wyatt feud with Undertaker.
Well, we just recently saw the Undertaker on Booker
and
T's.
Orton's fought Taker before, so it's not like if you do that, it's going to be anything new.
Well, I'm just saying it doesn't look like Taker is ready yet.
What do you mean?
Because we saw Taker at his video at the roast. It didn't look like he was.
Yeah, but you don't even know when that was filmed.
It was filmed recently.
I guess. But no, but you saw him at the Cavs backstage, those pictures and videos. He looked good.
Yeah. Did you hear that he didn't even meet with LeBron?
Yes. Why? Why didn't LeBron meet with him?
I saw some story, and apparently LeBron was being like a dickhead or something like that.
Really?
I don't know if it was that LeBron didn't want to meet with him or if it was the Undertaker that did.
But LeBron's the one wearing the fucking Undertaker shirt.
I know. Look, that's because he is, he's just, what do you call those people? Not phonies.
Fairweather fans?
No.
Or no, not fair. A bandwagon fans or some shit?
Oh, Lord. They're posers.
Oh.
LeBron's like one of the biggest posers ever.
Well, rooting for the rooting for the Indians in the World Series when really he's a Yankees fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Campy wants to know, Push Fire Berry, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars.
Oh, well, this is easy. You push Little Caesars.
No.
You fire Domino's.
What?
Yeah, and you bury Papa John's.
Domino's is the best out of all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, we've
like,
had this
Domino's is not my favorite, but have you had their pan pizza?
Ew. That is so much grease.
Have you had it?
Yeah. That's like a tub of grease. No, thank you. I will take a Domino's. I will take a Little Caesars hot and ready pizza every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
I would push Domino's, bury Pizza Hut, and fire Little Caesars. Fuck
Whoa.
Little Caesars is trash.
Little Caesars is fantastic pizza. And you know what? I'm going to buy one home on the way home tonight and eat it.
Good. Do it.
In my underwear.
Thanks. We really needed that image.
As I'm licking the pizza.
Okay, that's enough. Drew Wiley, what number will James Ellsworth be in the Rumble? He brings up a good point. He probably will be in the Rumble. You know what? If you don't have a good number 30, make it him. Because at least you'll get a big pop from the crowd. And then Cole could be like, oh my God, could he actually win this? And then, of course, he doesn't. But
do you really think he's gonna be around till the Royal Rumble?
WWE likes to milk this shit, man, and they're milking it. They're milking Ellsworth for all they can right now.
See, like it was different with Slater, because Slater's actually a good wrestler.
Right.
Ellsworth is not a good anything.
He's not a good wrestler.
He's not a good.
His whole gimmick is really just that he's bad at everything. Like,
it
that's
looks like
gimmick.
A human sardine. I don't know. Like it can't last that much longer. I mean, are he and Dean Ambrose going to be a buddy?
Dude, his shirt apparently selling very well. They're not going to throw him away if his shirt's selling. If it's making him money. If he's making the company money, then there you go.
You know what? If he's making money off of shirts, wrestling fans are stupid.
Oh, I just said that. No, I mean, look, I'm not. I wouldn't buy that shirt.
You want to buy that shirt?
No, I said I wouldn't buy that shirt.
Yeah, if anybody that listens to this podcast bought that shirt, please tell us why you did. Because you're
I can tell you why they did. It's a joke. It's a funny joke. You have a funny shirt. I mean, if you fucking gave it to me, I might wear it for the podcast or something. Like, it's a funny shirt.
I would never. Never.
I mean, I have a New Day shirt. It's a funny shirt.
I wear a New Day shirt.
But it's funny.
But I buy things that I want to support. I would support the New Day. I would support other things. I would support
Why do you hate James Ellsworth so much?
I don't hate him. I just think he's stupid. I guess it is hate.
That is
hate. I'm just saying. That there's no I'm tired of seeing him in the... I'm tired of the closing shot of SmackDown being James Ellsworth.
It has been James Ellsworth.
Yes, he's getting the Roman Reigns treatment.
He's the biggest star of SmackDown.
They're setting up a Roman Reigns Ellsworth match.
Yeah. Asad Boxa, what storyline would you give Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns to book them well? A double firing doesn't count. Well, shit. Well, look, Baron Corbin
gimmick
is...
versus gimmick match?
Baron Corbin's 100 times worse than Roman Reigns, I will say that. Baron Corbin has zero talent.
Yes.
So... I mean, I don't know what I would fucking do with Baron Corbin. Again, I would just, and this has been said enough.
They'd have to have some type of brawl, too.
You just have to make Roman Reigns look, you obviously have to turn him heel, and you don't have him talk. You give him a manager, not Paul Heyman. Stop saying Paul Heyman. It's not happening. He manages Brock Lesnar. You can't just have Paul Heyman manage every fucking wrestler that can't talk.
Paul Ellering.
No, he can't talk either. Get him a good manager. Develop a fucking manager. You can do it. Or look, don't give him manager. Just have him be the most evil guy on the fucking show. Beat people to bloody pulps. Okay, you can't have blood. Beat people to almost bloody pulps. Just make him an evil dude. It's that easy. He can do that. He can make a mean face. Stop smiling. Be a heel. Beat up innocent people. Innocent wrestlers. Like innocent babes. Start that way.
So have him be more like Nakamura.
Yeah. Well, they're already similar enough. And Baron Corbin, I don't know what I would do with Baron Corbin because he has zero talent.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's awful.
Why would you want to see that match at the beginning?
No.
He says,
what storyline would you give them?
Yeah, so why would you even want that to exist?
No, I don't think he meant, like, together.
Yeah, but he would want them to end up fighting each other.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay, that's what I took away from it.
Okay. Antonio Dominguez, would you prefer to see Daniel Bryan do one last match with The Miz or see Cactus Jack do one last match versus Triple H at Hell in a Cell? I mean...
What? Have you seen Mick Foley walk?
Yeah, Foley and Triple H.
That would be evil.
No, I'd rather see Daniel Bryan beat The Miz at WrestleMania.
That would be... I think it's happening.
I think it's happening anyway.
Ever if Cactus Jack was in a match?
Yeah. I mean, like, JR... said in that first Hell in a Cell match, oh my God, they killed him. That killed him.
This time it will kill him. Yes. Would you rather see Daniel Bryan fight someone else or The Miz?
Well, no, I'd rather see him fight someone else, but he's going to fight The Miz if he fights anyone. Mm. I mean, that's clear. That's obvious.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah. How was the Booker? Oh, hold on. Who's asking this? This is from Nate Mountain. How was King Booker's roast? What did you think, Josh?
I thought it was pretty good. There were some high moments and a couple, lulls. Clearly not many people roasted Booker.
No.
It was more people
roasting. It was more of a toast, really, than a roast. But, like... Right. But people it was funny. Jericho appeared on video. Great. Jericho was the best.
Jericho and The Undertaker, I think, were 1-2.
Yeah. Undertaker's went a little long, but...
And that was weird. Like, it was so cool seeing The Undertaker, like, out of his rest in...
Right, he was just in his house. And, like, his phone started ringing.
You see how important you are to me, Booker? I'm canceling all these phone calls for you.
Yeah. But, no, Jericho's the best. He said Booker T looked like a transgender Whoopi Goldberg. That was great. That was a great joke. RVD was also on video. He was okay.
He looked like he was stoned.
He didn't look like he was stoned. He was stoned. I mean, let's be honest here. Bubba Ray was okay on video. DDP was DDP was just super nice on his video. His was like a production value. Like they edited his like his DDP commercials, like his yoga commercials. Like his was like a commercial for
his
Booker
T. His was like oddly inspirational. That didn't fit.
No,
in the
he's
roast
a great
at all.
Motivational speaker. That's
yeah,
why
that
his
was nothing about roasting. It was just
right.
inspirational.
But that's why his DDP yoga has been so successful, because he's so good at motivational speaking.
And he is.
Yeah. Like so.
Jim Ross was pretty funny.
Jim Ross was fine. Sheldon Benjamin was there in person and told a great story about how Booker T fought Batista backstage,
and then
his wife Charmel beat the shit out of Batista afterwards, like as well. And then MVP was there, and he just like did all of his roast on his phone. Like he had like someone write his material, and he just read it off on his phone. But
Bruce was funny.
Well, Bruce is a comedian. Once you got an actual comedian up there, then it got really funny.
Yeah.
Because these wrestlers don't really know how to tell jokes. That's why I kind of wanted to go up there and do it, like, and actually do it myself, because I know how to tell jokes, and I could have done my Stone Cold impersonation.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, Booker, remember when I whooped your ass in that supermarket? Yeah, that was the highlight of your career, you piece of trash. You know?
Well, another funny one was our own from Houston, Sean Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast was good.
That was funny.
He was the
was
first
long,
one,
too.
And he did, like, a slideshow. Like, it was really good. He did a really good job.
Well, when they were planning it out, because I was with the people that were planning it out, I was like, maybe I should have Bruce be a little bit earlier instead of close the show.
I thought he was going to host it. That's what it said on the
That's
thing.
That's what a lot of people said. But no.
So maybe Bruce was like, man, I ain't getting paid. I ain't hosting this shit. I'll just come do 5 minutes.
Well, he's a personal friend of Booker's.
Yeah.
I think Booker was like, I don't want him working all night. But then they're like, we already had him on the...
Yeah, but Brother Love, Bruce Pritchard was ended up being the roast master.
He was all right.
He was all right. Like you can tell he's not used to doing this, but like he, you know, he was funny enough. He was funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So there was a couple times where when we cut to the video, like DDP's video kept cutting in and out, and then he's like, "I'd like to thank TNA for stopping by doing the production for us." That was fucking amazing. Then the video went out again. He goes, and then after the video went out, he come back up and he says, "Oh, thanks, Dixie, appreciate that." Oh my, that was funny. Yes. Just the shots at TNA were great.
Those were great.
And then afterwards, when Booker came up to do his rebuttal, I really liked how he shit on MVP, like saying, I'm proud of you, man. You made it. You made it, WWE. And then you got fired. But then you picked up your boots and you got hired by New Japan. You told me that was your dream. You always wanted to work for New Japan. And then you got fired. But then, hey, you got back up. You fell down. You got back up. You went to TNA and you got fired there. Then finally you went to Lucha Underground where you could make a comeback. And then you got fired in 2 weeks. Like, and that's all true. I remember all the times MVP got fired, especially Lucha Underground. He got hired by Lucha Underground and then immediately got fired.
Yes.
Holy shit. You could tell.
That was awesome.
I was like sitting on the table behind him. I was like right behind MVP. The whole night he's just looking around. He looked pissed. He's like an angry dude.
Was he really?
Yes, you can just tell. Like that's why he got fired. He's clearly like an asshole to a lot of people. He almost ran over my fiance after the show.
Aww.
Like Claudia's just standing there, and he's just like walking down the ramp, like very fast and strong. I had to pull Claudia out of the way. He wasn't stopping.
To be fair, Claudia's pretty short.
No, but he saw us. There was a skinny little hallway. Like, he was going to run her over. Like, he just didn't give a fuck.
He had shit he had to go to, Andrew. He's a wrestler.
He needs to go, like...
He's important.
I don't know. I think he needs to see some counseling or something. That guy's... He's an angry dude.
It was weird.
It was.
But it was a good night.
Sheldon Benjamin is fucking buff as shit in person.
Yeah.
He looks small on TV because he's fighting Big Show, like back when he was with WWE, but man, he's jacked. He is huge.
He is a very large individual.
Yeah.
And I can see why he's beaten Brock Lesnar in real life.
Right.
Not in wrestling.
Yeah.
In actual real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, yeah. So, it was a good night overall. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a lot of
highlights.
What
do you mean he beat Brock Lesnar in real life? There's a story about that? I don't remember that.
Yeah. No. In wrestling. They wrestled together at Northwestern or wherever.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Right.
Wherever they went to college.
Right.
Yeah, and he actually did do pretty well against Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the roast was fun. It was definitely a fun night.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I wonder who they're going to roast next year.
I don't know. Probably won't be a wrestler
in town.
No. Right. Well, that was the first wrestler they've done.
Yeah.
So they probably won't be another wrestler. So anyways,
Brendan Williams.
No, I don't think so. So anyways, Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the show on YouTube.
You got to do it like Booker. Five star
reviews on iTunes.
There you go.
You can also listen to the show on youtube.com/shaftedcinemapisano. And you can also check out our website, whatswrongwithwwe.com. Donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at whatswrongwwe. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano and Josh is at Mr. Joshua. And also, you can follow my new Twitter account. I don't know if I'm going to keep it up much longer. At Trump stunned.
How's that going for you?
It's the same gif of Donald Trump getting stunned over and over and over again.
Is it getting a lot of buzz?
You haven't followed it.
I've seen it.
Why? Because you're offended? You're offended that your hero's getting stunned?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Trump and all his policies.
One more week, one more NXT show. See how they do that, and then we'll give our predictions next week. So look forward to that, guys. You got it?
At least we can take solace in that they're not going to be out in California or anything anymore. They have to have a show in Florida.
Do they?
Right? There's no other matches they can have.
Are you sure of this, Josh?
I'm hoping. There can't be other matches they're going to have. We're going back to Florida. First, they'll start off the show. Here's Charlotte Caruso to tell us what happened last week.
Charlotte Caruso, huh?
Charlotte Caruso. She doesn't have a first name.
Interesting.
I just gave her one.
Charlie Caruso.
Charlotte.
It's Charlie.
Charlotte.
It's Charlie.
It's whatever the fuck I want it to be.
Maybe her birth certificate says Charlotte, and she goes by Charlie. No, I don't think so.
What do you think your WWE name would be?
I don't know. Andrew Taker. That was my first one. When I was a little kid, I named myself Andrew Taker.
Andrew Taker.
And then Stone Cold Steve Andrew. That was my other one.
That's good.
Yeah. So let's just go with Andrew Taker, all right?
Andrew Taker.
Okay. Rest in peace, Mar. I don't know what that was.
I thought you were going to say mom. Like, that's how you would say goodnight to your mom?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, mom. What are you doing, Andrew? Are you possessed?
That's exactly how she talks. That's a great impersonation.
No problem. Dip!
No.
No,
no more.
Not going to end it.
No
like
more
that.
Depths. No, yeah. No more depths. We're just going to end the show.
We're just getting it all like whatever.
I'm tired. I'm hungry. You want to get something to eat?
I already had turkey. You should have had some.
It's just turkey. Come on. Shut the fuck up. Some. Eat something with me.
Fine.
Let's go. Later. See you guys at Jimmy John's. No, I don't want to do a cheap plug.
See you guys at Little Caesars.
Ugh, no! We're not going to Little Caesars. That's for damn sure. I can guarantee that.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.